Metal workers in the former East Germany held warning strikes last week, protesting what they call an unfair system of compensation. They complained that more than a decade after German unification, wages in Eastern and Western Germany remain unequal. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
About 100 workers from the German metal industry are blocking traffic at a busy intersection in what used to be East Berlin. Dressed in blue coveralls, Klaus Sommerfeld explains why they're here.
The old East Germany is one pay zone. The old West Germany is a different pay zone. We united in 1990, and we still have the different pay zones.
Sommerfeld works for the German branch of Otis, the U.S.-based elevator maker, at an office in the eastern part of Berlin. At the end of the month, employees here take home the same pay as colleagues in the West Berlin office, just 2 miles away. But they have to work an extra 3 hours to get it.
Das ist nicht fair. Darum
That's not fair. That's why we are standing here. We want it to be fair. The extra time we work totals a whole month we work for free every year.
Metal workers around the former East Germany are trying to bring their work week on par with the West, to 35 hours instead of 38. This may seem odd in America, but here many industries sign nationwide contracts, so pay is the same for, say, all car assembly line workers, no matter which company they work for. When the wall came down, East Germans expected to become part of that system.
After unification, the East Germans expected to be treated equally with the West Germans.
Mike Fichter directs the Center for Labor Studies at Berlin's Free University.
And they were told by the politicians and unions and even the employers said that this will be a short transition period to an equal style of living as in West Germany. They would have the kind of affluence that the West Germans had always had. And it hasn't happened that way.
But employers say it hasn't happened that way for a good reason. Thorsten Elsholtz is a spokesperson for the Metal Industry Association in Berlin.
Hold on, we say. Before we can give you the same work week, we have to make sure the economic conditions can support that. This is the most important thing to consider.
Economic conditions are different east to west. Unemployment is much higher in the east. Housing is cheaper, but other prices have crept close to those in the former West. Metal industry representative Elsholtz says productivity in the former East remains at about two-thirds that in the former West, not, he adds quickly, because of the people per se, but more due to a lack of equipment, infrastructure, and investment.
Was ist gerecht? Das ist immer die Frage. Klar, Sie müssen sich überlegen.
We do have to ask if the wage difference is fair, but we also have to consider the alternatives. A company's costs would rise by almost 9% to close the wage gap, but then there might be no job at all.
The East-West wage gap isn't limited to the metal industry. Public sector workers, police, teachers, gardeners in the former East are all compensated less for the same job done in the West. But the cheaper labor in the eastern part of Germany hasn't proven low enough to attract significant investment. Economist Bernd Heo says in a way that helps the West.
There's the theory that firms located in West Germany are not unhappy about the situation because there's less competition from the East. So if the East German firms were able to employ workers at a much lower wage, they would obviously be able to overcome the productivity difference and then become serious competitors for the West German firms. Since their wages are artificially high, this is not going to happen, and so West German firms do not have to fear East German competition that much.
But competition for all German industry is increasingly expected to come from further east, particularly from future European Union members such as Poland and Slovakia. That has already led some companies in old East Germany to adopt contracts allowing longer hours or lower pay than the national labor agreements. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.